Have you ever been told to slow down when you speak? Did you also, like me, find that advice absolutely useless? You don't need to slow down. You need to engage, because to engage is engaging. Simply speaking slower is not a fix. It's an instruction which you will follow until you forget. And then you'll go straight back to the automated speed that your body, your nervous system, you are set to. And by slowing yourself down, you're kind of dulling down your message and who you are. So it becomes boring. Now, you might fall into two camps here. You could be incredibly intelligent and your brain is just working so much more faster than you're able to speak. That's fine, we can adjust that. The other one might be that you're just nervous and you want to get the hell out of there as soon as possible once you've said what you have to say. That's also fixable, but not just by slowing down. Anybody can tell you to slow down. You know you need to slow down if people keep telling you to slow down. However, if it's not worked so far, let's have a look at what might. First, we're not going to slow down our speech, we're going to slow down our breath and breathe deeper. That means relaxing your belly and allow air to drop in, taking up more of your torso than it might have before. Now, you might breathe deeply anyway, but we're going to consciously slow it down. When you take control of your breath, you're able to slow down not only your breathing, but your heart rate, your nervous system. You're able to clear your mind. It's like a really good reset. And that reset will naturally have an effect on the way you speak without consciously trying to slow down. You consciously focus on slowing and deepening your breath. And when you start to speak again, you might naturally find that the pace of the way you speak has also slowed down without you trying to slow it down. Now, this sounds like, well, why not just try to slow down my speaking rather than trying to slow down that and then hope the speaking works? What it is if you start practicing deeper, slower breaths more often, that will feed into your everyday life, and that including when you go to speak. So having some time of the day where you practice breathing, perhaps it's before you have to go and speak to others, whether that's improvisation or a learnt presentation, or if you're an actor on the stage, or wherever it is, take some time beforehand to reset yourself, and deeper, slower breaths will help reset your nervous system to feel calmer. And when you feel calmer, whether your brain's racing or you're nervous, it will just take the edge off. And you might just feel a bit more comfortable, more confident and in control. Another thing you could do is actually to place your focus on the audience. One thing that happens when we find ourselves being told to slow down, or that perhaps we're monotone or boring, is that we're often not engaged with what we're saying because we're too involved with how we feel about what we're saying. So when the focus is on our own feelings, the message is also, it's not really transmitting as clearly as it might. So by choosing to focus outward on whom we're speaking to, there's a much deeper connection. And whether you're speaking fast or slow, you're still going to get through because your intent is on the other person, is on the audience. Now, whether this is to the camera, as it is now, to you personally at home or wherever you are watching this, or it's on a stage in front of thousands of people and you have a microphone, your intention will really help drive the pace of which you speak. It's all about speaking to them, not at them. Almost as if you're giving instruction to a child. Rather than saying to yourself, I need to slow down, try and think, maybe this person I'm speaking to doesn't understand what I'm saying, so if I tell it to them in a way that's slower, more articulate, they can't possibly miss it. And so that reframing of slowing down is another way that you can actually connect better with your audience. And so even if you do speed up, you're connecting and they'll get it. Of course, you might just be set on full steam ahead every time. What can help you land those words, even if you're going at, 100 miles an hour, is to articulate. So making sure that you break words up and it's not just a slur of one. This is where I feel vocal dynamics and doing things such as like tongue twisters come in useful, because these get to work the articulators and they sort of help you break up and pronounce words, really punctuate words better. So when you punctuate words, you actually hit the beginning and the end, and all the consonants and vowels are all clear. You're able to be heard no matter what speed you go. Of course, if you sound over-pronunciated and enunciate words far too much, it can sound a bit robotic, especially on a microphone. But really, if you've got a group of people in front of you and they are telling you to slow down, maybe you don't have to slow down. Perhaps you just need to articulate some of your words a little bit more precisely. And there's a lot on this channel. At the end of this video, there'll be a link to a video which is going to really help you more with your articulation, if that so happens to be something that you might improve on. Because being present, presenting yourself, sharing yourself, your words with the world, is about connection. And if you need to choose your attitude or change your approach to people or articulate more or perhaps just breathe deeper and slower to help relax you more, these are all valid and useful ways that you can be understood, be heard, and feel connected to others, which is important more than ever. So remember, slowing down isn't just about pace, it's about space and making space to communicate yourself more clearly. The space you take between ideas, the space you give for breath and for connection. So the next time you're told to slow down, don't just drag your words out, drop into your breath. Focus on the person you're speaking to. Know why you're speaking to them, what you want to say, and perhaps articulate yourself a little clearer. Because then you can articulate anything at any speed, and people will still lean in and become engaged. Give it a go. Why not? I think that video is going to pop up any second now. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.
Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two. And I believe it.